Nolte, GLAAD counts 596 LGBT characters on your TV. By John Nolte on March 21, 2023. The fascist quota queens, no pun intended, at GLAAD tell us there are 596 characters on TV that fall somewhere in the L, the G, the B, the T, and the Q. What's the Q again? Actually, I don't want to know. Because there are only 597 total characters on TV. That means we have only one straight character in all of television. And he's a judge on one of those Law & Order shows. Okay, none of that is true, but don't tell me it doesn't feel true. GLAAD reports that its research found 141 LGBTQ characters on broadcast, 139 on cable and 356 on the streaming services. And we all know this number would enter the bajillions if commercials were counted. There is some good news. Numbers are expected to drop for next year's report as the organization states that 24% of LGBTQ characters are on projects that have been cancelled or are in the midst of a final season. An additional 35 characters will not return due to being featured on a miniseries or anthology. In the yikes category, we learn that of the 596 LGBTQ characters featured on broadcast, cable and streaming, 32 are transgender. This is a decrease of 10 from last year. Of those 32 transgender characters, 16 are trans women, 11 are trans men, and 5 are trans non-binary. My wife tried watching some streaming show that had a guy with a full beard running around a spaceship in high heels and a dress. It was not a comedy. I did lol, but it was not a comedy. I'm sorry, but I refuse to be a hypocrite and either celebrate this or pretend I'm comfortable with this nonsense. Injecting homosexuality into mainstream entertainment is madness. By all means, Hollywood should make television for the alphabet people. I'm all for that. The problem is that there is no longer entertainment for the rest of us. This stuff is everywhere now, and I don't want to watch it. And unless it's hot lesbians, I'm not watching it. There should be gay shows, no question, but there should be television where we're not exposed to this onslaught of adult sexuality. Where much of it, like the guy in a beard and high heels, is not only bizarre but out of place. Again and again, these alternate lifestyles and outright fetishes constantly break the storytelling spell. How is any normal person supposed to sit back and enjoy a sci-fi show with a guy in a dress running around? There have been intelligent shows that incorporated gay storylines in ways that enhance the overall story and arc of the show. The Shield, Friends, and Mad Men come to immediate mind. But I haven't seen anything that's smart, complicated, or true since those shows left the air a decade or so ago. Nobody watches TV and movies to be made uncomfortable. There's the reason why decades-old shows like Seinfeld, Friends, The Simpsons, Grey's Anatomy, Criminal Minds, and NCIS outstream all this new garbage. Related, watch clip showing Kellogg's LGBTQ Pride cereal. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.